Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Late Night Anger Management Class Level 2. This is Sports Rage, Sirius XM Channel 204. Defense the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Thanks to Teddy Covers for joining us. Big Card Julio will step up and in from the Windy City. We got a lot of stuff to get to, a lot of breakdowns. There's a ton of games still coming up to break down as well. So, of course, let's start off with Los Angeles, and not the Dodgers, but the Rams. Nice win for the Rams tonight. Key win for the Rams. This division, there's not a lot of room for error. It's too early to bury the Seattle Seahawks, but they just don't have that next gear, right? I think they do, or they could, and I disagree with Teddy. Pete Carroll's clueless. Let's just be real. I mean, before the game, he's out there chewing his gum, throwing the football around like he's, you know, like it's, yeah, we get it, coach. Like, you're 70 years old, and you look like you're 50. Good for you. You know what? You know, Vince Lombardi was less conservative than you are. You got Russell Wilson. You've wasted his career. And the play calling is just terrible, right? The only reason, whatever, Geno Smith went in there, because you know why they moved the ball then with Geno Smith? Because there was no play calling. It was just a hurry-up offense with Geno Smith dropping back and doing his thing, right? There wasn't really much to call. It was sort of like, all right, let's hurry up and throw to the open. You know what I mean? The Rams backed off. They played a soft coverage, and it had nothing to do. Like, there's the Seattle players are good. The Seattle Seahawks players are good. Like, if you look at that, we hear, oh, the Seattle Seahawks defense sucks. Well, it shouldn't. It shouldn't suck. So what's going on here? Let's just be real. When you look at the Seattle Seahawks, like, you know, Teddy said, oh, look at their roster. Yeah, look at their roster. I do look at their roster. I think a lot of teams would like to have DJ Metcalf and Tyler Lockett as their wide receivers. I think a lot of teams would love to have Russell Wilson as their quarterback. And, in fact, teams are willing to trade 4 first-round picks to do it. Like, you know what I mean? You look on defense. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, there's a coaching problem here. You know, it's not like the Seahawks don't have talent. They don't use their talent. You have DJ Metcalf, you barely throw the ball to him. You know, you have Russell Wilson, you run the ball up the middle all the time. Right? And, you know, whatever the play call is supposed to be, they'll do the opposite of. And, you know, it's been going on forever. So is it always the offensive coordinator's fault? I mean, Pete Carroll's the one that's choosing these jackasses. Right? And there's Pete clapping away all the time. I don't know. How about you do more coaching and less clapping? Who ruined your Thursday? You know, let's just be real, though. You know, no, is the offensive line great? No, but what offensive line is really good? Every quarterback is pretty much running for his life in the NFL. There's a few teams that, you know, the Buffalo Bills give Allen a lot of time now, but Allen was running for his life just 3 years ago as a rookie, right? Look at the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs had a great offensive line. It fell apart in the Super Bowl, before the Super Bowl. Now it's not really the same ever again. They repatched it with all these new dudes. Not as good. Mahomes is always running for his life. You know, it's like, and you know, there's just always excuses in Seattle. It's everybody's fault somehow, but it's not Pete Carroll's fault. And let's be real. I love Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson did not play well tonight. That was a horrible sack that he took. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. It's level 2. We're kicking it. We have our Windy City Sports Report coming up. And you know what? It's actually, there's a lot of stuff going on in the Windy City. We're going to get into it. The Chicago White Sox. The White Sox got drilled today. I was on the Astros. Overnight numbers right now for Major League Baseball. Houston Astros are minus 115.
Really? Okay. So what? Does everybody believe that suddenly, what, the White Sox show up tomorrow and this is, you know, everything changes now? I don't know how many of you guys actually got the opportunity to watch the game. Nothing wrong with some afternoon baseball, though, huh? So there's some afternoon baseball today. Dude, the Astros drilled them. You know what I mean? Like, 6-1 might as well have been 16-1, and it wasn't about the 6-1. It was just about the execution. Like I said, I watched this game closely, and it's funny, they have the highlights going on in front of me right now as we speak. Everything the Astros did was with precision. Everything that they did was with anger and, like, sort of, like, violence. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there was a double play, and, man, the Astros was around the horn type thing. Like, they whipped the ball at each other. It was like, bam, bam, bam. Like, everybody, like, threw everything they had into the play. Like, the first baseman reached out. Like, just, like, perfect baseball. Like, you know what I mean? They just showed up. If they were a football team, they just showed up and punched you and punched them in the mouth. That's what they did. And we'll see if the White Sox, you know, the White Sox were booting balls late. If anything, the White Sox did get a little bit of something going late in the game. Maybe they can take something from that. But the White Sox seem rattled to me. I don't trust Giolito in this spot. I think Houston are going to beat him again. I think Houston might sweep him. I think Houston's going to win. I told you Houston last night's going to win the series in maximum four games. Not going five. Houston were plus 184, minus 1.5. The Atlanta Braves game and the Brewers, that's a little trickier, isn't it? We've got our lowest total so far, too. We got a 7 on the board with Morton and Burns. Smithers! Smithers! Mr. Burns on the hill.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Total of 7. And we got a 7 on the card here, too, with Walker Buehler and Logan Webb. I think the Giants are 20-5 when Logan Webb starts this year. Or, sorry, 20-4. 20-4. Whatever. It's going to be 20-5. See? That's what I was trying to get to. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Nobody wants to hear the nonsensical ravings of a loudmouth malcontent.
Late Night Anger Management Class, I am the loudmouth malcontent. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Thanks to Teddy Covers for joining us in the first hour of the program. All right, so we got baseball fever. We're ready to kick it here. And speaking of the Windy City, what's this? Somebody just sent me a tweet here. Is this Nick in Chicago? What the hell is going on? I was going to say, wow, we're on TV in the Cosmopolitan Hotel right now. But I think we're on in Nick's room. You set that up in your room or something? It's kind of scary, actually. Should have a hooker in there. Nick's staying at the Cosmo, too. It's pretty, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. I think it's where Big Card Julio stays. The Wind, the Cosmo. So, Nick might be checking in a little bit later on. We told him he's in Vegas. He wants to check in. Do we have Julio? I believe we do have Julio, right? Julio? Rosario?
I am here, Gabe. Yeah, I'm a Cosmo guy. I'm El Cortez. I'm a Circa guy. I like Vegas. Vegas is always a good time, and there's a lot of Chicagoans.
Me and Cammer.
Thick accents roaming Las Vegas this weekend.
Me and Cammer, El Cortez and Circa Circus guys. No, I knew. We're El Cortez and Circus guys. I knew. That's why I didn't have to ask Matthias. Once again, Matthias, my hearing. I was like, yeah, there's a little echo going on. There's Julio. I was like, there's Julio. I know. You sound good, though, Julio. It's not on you. It sounds fine. It's just I'm going crazy. I'm like the Incredible Hulk. Like, I could hear everything. It's driving me nuts. Every little sound everywhere that's happening in the world, I hear. It's like a super gift that I have now. So what's going on tonight, Julio? How'd you do tonight?
Well, after the Sox abysmal loss today, I decided I'll take my foot off the pedal and wait till tomorrow. So I was going to lean with the over in the Seahawks game. I'm kind of glad I didn't do that. I just felt a little. I was more of a fan today, Gabe. So after that Sox loss, I'm like, I don't really feel like. Really feel like placing any plays today. I think I'll chase. So I stood clear.
Really? So much money on the table. Big card Julio, come on. I think I had about 32 plays today. 36, I don't know. We had a lot. We had a lot of plays.
Today.
Yeah, and one of them was on. Sorry. So how do you feel about tomorrow? How do you feel about Giolito? Because I think they're just going to lose again. I think the Astros are going to beat the White Sox again.
Yeah, it was a tough game. I mean, the Sox left 14 runners on the base pads. You tip your cap to Lance McCullers. He didn't walk anyone today, which was huge for his part. I mean, I think he had over 74, 75 walks over the course of the season. There were some sloppy at-bats in that White Sox game today. Eloy Jimenez had two strikeouts that were abysmal, terrible sequences. Gavin Sheets in his debut looked awful. I agree with you. Houston, especially in that third and fourth innings where they scored two runs, they were up, 5-0 at that point? I mean, that was the ball game, really. They were aggressive. They played small ball to a certain degree to be able to manufacture some runs, especially that first run of the ball game. Houston did everything right. I thought the Sox, again, they showed some life. I thought that Grandal at bat late in the game, there was a missed third ball that was a strike that turned into a full count, and he later ended up popping out in that inning.
Sounds like you got a lot of excuses, Julio, here. A lot of excuses coming from you.
No.
A lot of ifs, ands.
In the later innings, the Sox had better at-bats. They just couldn't muster any runs. So I don't think – I think it's all Astros. I think they're going to win tomorrow as well, but the Sox are going to have to be aggressive early if they're going to have a chance in this ballgame. The fan in me thinks they'll win, but the realist thinks, I mean, it's the Astros and probably a sweep.
I think it'll be closer tomorrow. I don't think it's going to be 6-1 again. I don't think it's going to be 6-1, but Framber Valdez on the hill. And this guy is solid, man. People don't talk about this guy, but he's a good big game pitcher. He's pitched in the playoffs four times. So he's 3-1 with a 1.88 earned run average in four postseason appearances, including three starts. He was in the AL Division Series last year. He went seven innings, actually, in a 5-2 win against Oakland. So Valdez is rock solid. That building was rocking today. And as I stated, you're right. Listen, to me, tomorrow's the telltale sign. Right? Like, this is the deal, Julio. And I talked about it, and this is my concern with the White Sox. Dude, they haven't played a good baseball game since the Field of Dreams game. It seemed like after that, like, they never cared. They mailed it in. They're in a bad division. And that was a concern. It's nothing personal against this baseball team. I think they're good. But when you're in a bad division and you coast throughout the entire year, and then you start to run into these other teams and stuff, and you got to turn it up a notch, and they just seemed a little overwhelmed today, to be honest. But let's see how they react tomorrow, Julio, right? Let's see how they react, because they were rattled today. They were rattled. Like, they left guys in scoring position. They were booting balls. I agree. They showed a little life late. Maybe that can give them a little confidence. But, you know, it all depends. You know, it's just that place is rocking right now. And Valdez is going to be difficult to deal with.
I agree. I mean, look, the White Sox against good teams with a record above 500.
You've got to lose a record, right?
It was about 45% this season against good teams. They just smashed the bad clubs this season. That was their sixth loss this season against Houston. They're 2-6 against the Astros. And look, I agree, especially when Moncada at third, when Altuve scored, that was a great throw, but you could tell, you could see from the camera angles that Moncada was a bit rattled. There were portions all throughout that game where you saw the inexperience of the postseason for the White Sox come to fruition, and they're going to have to attack Valdez early, but it's going to be an interesting game. I would expect an under-type ball game if anyone's looking to bet. And I think Tim Anderson at the top of the lineup is going to be aggressive for the White Sox. He's been aggressive all season. He's an aggressive hitter. FanDuel has him to record two hits at plus 135. I think that would be an intriguing play tomorrow afternoon. And
Julio's coming with White Sox props at us.
I could see the Sox winning 4-3, but it's going to be a tough game. And it's the first game off the bat tomorrow, so it's going to be a nice long day of baseball.
I agree with you. You know what? As far as that score, I think 4-3 Houston. Like, you know what I mean? I get the feeling that Houston win again, but it is a game. Like, the White Sox won't roll over, and they won't be as rattled tomorrow. You know what I mean? That it'll be a game, and then somehow, whatever, 3-2, 4-3 type thing. The total's 8. It's an even 8. I can live with it. If it was 7, 7.5, I wouldn't want to do it, Julio, but I can live with a small play because, quite frankly, I don't think the White Sox are going to get to Valdez too much. I think Valdez will be good. And Giolito could be really good. That's what it comes down to. Like, what do you think we're going to get from Giolito tomorrow? That's what it comes down to, right? I think he's bad, but I don't fully trust him.
I don't fully trust him either. He's been just an inconsistent pitcher this season. I expect Houston to attack him early as well in the ball game. And if the Astros are able to get some runners aboard early, what type of mental psyche will Giolito have? Because like you're saying, Minute Maid Park's going to be rocking. It was loud today. They're typically loud during the postseason. I think if Giolito could give the White Sox 6 innings, I would consider that a win. And what's fascinating about this series, Gabe, when we talk about young managers and analytics in baseball, you've got the two oldest managers in the game with the most postseason experience managing some of the youngest and potentially future talented players of baseball. Like, Houston have these guys. They've won a World Series. Their potential is...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now in fruition, while the White Sox are supposedly the next big team, and you have two veteran managers who... Dusty Baker's team today were the aggressive ones, and they played to their manager's style. The White Sox didn't, but their manager's even keel, saying, hey, we got another ball game. We've played. We've bounced back throughout the season before. I'm not worried. So it's going to be a fascinating series.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. We've got the Windy City Sports Report. Julio with us. And I love Julio's enthusiasm. You're the best, Julio. I love it. Giolito can go 6 innings. I'm like, there's no way in hell Giolito will have 6 innings tomorrow. We'll see if I'm right or wrong, though, with this.
So at Morenci Sportsbook, you making the line 5.5? Is it
what, for innings pitch? For Giolito?
For innings pitch.
Yeah. I'll say 4. 4. I'll say 2 times through the order. I don't think, like, unless he's pitching like a no-hitter or something. He's like, you know what I mean? He's in a complete zone. Yeah, 4 innings. Let's look at the pattern. Garrett Cole went 2 1/3, right? Mm-hmm. 2 1/3 or 2 2/3, whatever. He didn't get out of the third inning. I think he got 2 batters in the third. So Garrett Cole didn't get out of the third. They pulled Scherzer last night in the fourth. All right? He didn't get to the fifth. They were like, all right, that's that. Twice through the order. There's a big thing, the analytics nowadays. The analytics, they don't want a pitcher facing people the third time.
Yep.
Like, if you guys will look at the numbers, it's crazy, man. You look at the batting averages. Like the first time the guys are up, it's like, you know, they hit like 117 or 098 or something. Second time they're up, you know what I mean, 200. Third time they're up, you know, they get hits. Like, it's just the numbers speak for themselves. Like, I remember last week, Julio, in the regular season, McCullers, who pitched today, he's even their guy, he was pissed off because Dusty Baker pulled him, like, in the fourth inning type of thing. And he had a good thing going. Like, I think he only gave up one run or something. And Baker, like, just said, give me the ball, man. And he, like, stormed off. He was really pissed off. And Dusty, after it being Dusty, said, good. I'm glad he's mad. So who cares he's mad? Like, right? Dusty was like, he's supposed to be mad. You know what I mean? But, and Dusty told the media, he goes, well, you know, he goes, why don't you tell him that, you know, and Dusty rattled off the numbers. Basically, like, first time through McCullers, bro, it's like 078. Second time, it's like, you know, 210. Third time, it's like 292. And he basically said, I did the guy a favor, like, bust Dusty. And I'm sort of onto that. But I just love your optimism. Hey, listen, I'm optimistic as hell, Julio. I don't even think there's a chance in hell the Dodgers lose tomorrow night. Like, in my mind, I'm like, nah, they're going to win that game. What do you think of the Dodgers game tomorrow? You going to bet in that game? Dodgers are minus 118 right now. Who do you like, Giants or Dodgers?
Oh, I think for game one, I'm going to take the Dodgers. That's going to be a fun series. If you're just like a baseball purist, you get San Francisco and Los Angeles in a divisional round, the chance to go to the pennant. I mean, it's going to be a fun series. I wouldn't be surprised if it went five, where, you know, both teams sort of that opposite zigzag, that, you know, you win one sort of thing. But I'm going to take the Dodgers in game one for sure. That's going to be a good series.
Yeah, this it really is just like, I cannot believe they haven't played each other before. And, you know, I was thinking about this, and I was talking with guys in the chat about this, that I hope that it stays civil, right? Like, that it doesn't get, like, it doesn't turn into like violence in the parking lots and stuff like that. Because we've seen this in the past, guys. We have to go back years. But a Giant fan was shot and killed in 2003 in the parking lot of Dodger Stadium. And then, of course, we had Brian Stowe. Brian Stowe was a Giant fan from Santa Cruz, was critically injured when he got into a fight with 2 Dodger fans at Dodger Stadium in the parking lot. And then... And then after, you know, a couple of years later, there was another death after a Dodgers-Giants game in San Francisco. A man stabbed a Dodger fan to death. Like, dude, like, there's comas and deaths. It's a freaking baseball game, guys. Like, you know, that's what I'm saying, Julio. Like, it's so stupid, that, isn't it? Like, really, what the hell's wrong with these people? Like, yeah. You stab someone because they're wearing a blue hat or an orange hat? They like a different team than you? They're in nut jobs.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons I don't want to attend an NFL game as a fan. Like, say if Bears at old the Coliseum in Oakland, like if it was the Bears in the Black Hole, there's no way in hell I'm going to be caught wearing a Bears jersey in Oakland. Like, just not because I think I'm
it's too bad, but you're right.
Someone.
No, you can just punch in the back of the head the whole night. You'll be like, you don't know. You can just like get sucker punched in the bathroom, pushed around. You know what I mean? Like, it's out of control. It really is. Like, these stadiums are out of control now. Listen, if you keep your mouth shut and stuff, you're all right. But like you said, even like wearing a jersey nowadays, like, leads to fights. Look at the NBA playoffs, Julio. Every damn night, man, we had videos of fights, you know?
Yep. Yeah, it's disturbing. I mean, take a look at the NBA playoffs, Suns in five, right? That whole meme was started because of a fan fight. Look,
Suns
I love
four.
Sports. Suns in four. There you go. Yeah.
Suns in five.
I love sports. I love announcing sports, but one of the things I hate most about sports is the over-tribalism, almost like the gang mentality. And sometimes it gets that way, especially if you're wearing the wrong colors, if you're wearing a White Sox black jersey, per se, in the wrong side of a large metropolitan area. You could be asking yourself for some trouble, but just in general.
People will just chirp you, right, at times. Yeah, someone might go, hey, F the Cubs or something, right? F the White Sox, right? I imagine it's more White Sox talking smack than the Cubs fans.
When you're tailgating out like 4 hours, 5 hours before the game, heavy booze, whatever else you're doing in the parking lot, like it's going to lead to something bad. I mean, just that's in all large events, from music festivals to Little League games.
You know what I've noticed, Julio? And I've been going to events for a long time, and I've been like that loudmouth guy and all that, but I've noticed like things escalate fast nowadays, bro. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
And another thing is, everybody wants that viral video, bro. Like, people don't mind. Like, in today's society, Julio, like, people love it. Oh, I'm on video knocking someone out at a game. You know what I mean? And all that. Like, it's just, I know. Like, I've never, it's weird. It's only the last few times I've gone to games I've realized. I've had people, like, in my face and stuff, too. And when I was younger, I don't know, I was just part of the mob and everything. Now I'm like, man, these people are losers. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, But that's why NFL attendance is down. Like, why do you guys, I've never seen in my life them selling Super Bowl tickets to the public like this. Like, this open. Like, they're begging you to go to the Super Bowl now. They're in a panic. Like, how the hell are we going to get 90,000 people in this place? Right? Like, the TV experience is so good. Like you said, Julio, like, when you think of NFL football guys and fans, what do you think of? You almost just automatically think of fights, you know? And it's stupid. And it's not all fans. But like I said, back to the Dodgers-Giants series. I just hope it stays civil. I think it will. That was just a bad little run there before. But I'll put it this way. I'm going to the game on Monday night. And listen, man, Dodger fans fight with each other. There's always brawls with Dodger fans after games, even after they win. So, like, if you want trouble, you'll find it. So my advice is, if you go to these games, keep your mouth shut. And, you know, you're probably better off, like, if you're a Dodger fan and you're going alone or something. I wouldn't be, like, wearing Dodger gear sitting alone in San Francisco. You'd be all right in the stadium, Julio, but you know where it is? It's like the Dodger fan that got stabbed. It was a couple of blocks away from the stadium. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're alone. You turn down the wrong street, bro. You run into the wrong drunk crowd and drunk guys and stuff. You're in trouble, bro, you know?
Yep, absolutely. That's the frightening thing. And, I mean, you don't want that outside element to take away from what could be an outstanding divisional series, right? Because you have a team in the Giants that went 30 games over their season win total, and then you have the Dodgers, the defending champs, who got better over the course of the season. It's just going to be an all. And then you had San Francisco adding a guy like Chris Bryant, a World Series.
They have a combined 213 wins. It's amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's going to be a fun series, whether you're going to bet the series or not. It's one of the more better series. And I mean, you look at Tampa Bay. I just want to see Tampa Bay go to the World Series again. Honestly, that's one of my favorite teams in baseball this season, just the way they're playing and the way they were able to produce that first run of the game tonight. There's a reason why over the last 12 years Tampa Bay has had the success they've had, from the front office to their minor league system to the point now where they have the number one prospect in baseball contributing for them. That's a team to look out for. If you're looking for still futures, I'd bet, you know, maybe Tampa Bay and the Dodgers or the Giants in a World Series matchup.
We had Teddy on earlier, and we were talking about the number. I know, listen, like, you look, it's Chris Sale. It's Chris Sale on the hill. Whatever. Chris Sale's been beat, man, a couple of times down the stretch, Julio. And Tampa got no respect. That's the thing from a betting perspective. Look, they're minus one, what is it? Come on, minus 135? There's so many numbers here. I got more numbers in my head than Dustin Hoffman in that movie Rain Man. So, 135. Tampa Bay are minus 135. Baz on the hill here, the kid, the phenom. Like I said, they just...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drop these new kids. They don't care. Guys, tomorrow, if you're a baseball fan, as good as it gets. You got everyone's playing tomorrow. It's all day long. All day long, we got baseball. More picks from Julio on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Hey, look, want to come with me and Wally to the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite team's in it. The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they're good, but I wouldn't count out the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I hear that President Clinton is going to be watching with his wife, Hillary.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 204, the Mightier 1090. We're throwing it down. Morenci, he's Big Card Julio, Julio Rosario, play-by-play voice of the Windy City Bulls, Chicago State University basketball, and Julio loves soccer as well. And big night of soccer, big week of soccer. We've got a lot of big soccer going on. France, Belgium earlier in the day, of course. USA victorious 2-0 against Jamaica tonight. World Cup qualifying. U.S. was a little slow to get it going, but when they did, they put two on the board. They win 2-0 tonight. And, of course, Canada was in Mexico tonight, the Stadia Status Azteca. And Canada hasn't gotten a result there since 1980. Think about that. It's a long time. So 40 years, 41 years, they haven't gotten a point. In fact, they haven't scored a goal in Mexico in 41 years. And we got a 1-1 draw tonight, final score. And I'll tell you what, Canada, Julio, got a 1-1 draw when they played the U.S. In the U.S. as well. This is as good as Canada's been, like, ever, really, actually. Like, they're no joke anymore in soccer. They're not an easy team to play against. And I'm telling you guys now, Mexico are going to Edmonton, Canada. Edmonton, it's in Alberta, and it's one of the colder places in Canada. And it's not going to be, like, I don't know. Like, they're playing next month. It could be pretty cold, bro. And I don't think Mexico's going to like it very much. And you saw Canada nearly beat Mexico in the Gold Cup. They just nearly beat them, and they were probably the better team tonight. Canada deserved a better result, actually, in Mexico. They're going to beat Mexico when they play in Edmonton, Julio. Book it. Bet it. Book it. I'm telling you.
And they had four shots on goal tonight. With Canada, it just seems like in a lot of sports, especially basketball and soccer, is the two of the more popular international sports, that Canada, in at least like the last 5 years, are just producing talent after talent. And on the soccer side, when you get Alphonso Davies playing and succeeding at Bayern Munich, and when you have one of the best keepers in the MLS as your national team's goalkeeper, a guy who has a chance from Vancouver to play maybe in Europe, it has a great chance of playing in Europe next year. And if he does that, that could elevate Canada overall if they can qualify for the World Cup. If you could get futures, if someone could offer me a future, if Morenci Stewart Sportsbook offered me a future on Canada to qualify for the World Cup, I'd take it. USA still inconsistent for me. I know they had a nice win tonight. Mexico has been pretty inconsistent. So I think this is Canada's opportunity to grab a World Cup qualification berth. And I would be willing to bet that.
All right. I think I got groups here. I don't have, like, to make it. I see that we got groups. Matthias, what do you think? I know you saw the end of the match here tonight. Obviously, we're watching the football, too, but I was flicking around with Everton. The game that I saw the least of was the Tampa game tonight with the Boston Red Sox, Julio. That was the one that I saw the least of because I had literally thousands of dollars on the NFL game. and and I had a lot of money on the soccer game, but I was watching the football and the soccer, and I was going back and forth. I was getting all stressed out and everything, but great result tonight, Matthias. And I'm telling you, Canada, we'll see. We'll bet this game next month when it comes up, but Canada will beat. That's going to be Canada's big coming out party, and like for globally. People are going to go, wow, Canada just beat Mexico, huh? And it's in Edmonton. I'm telling you, like, great job by Canada. Soccer picking the coldest possible city that they could play in, Matthias. It's by design that they did that.
No, it's good work by them. I think they knew this was going to happen based off the results that they had at the Gold Cup, and they're kind of taking that momentum and that confidence into qualification. And I think they believe in themselves. I think this team believes that they could come in top three, top four, and fight with Costa Rica to go into that World Cup.
You know what? Costa Rica's down, too. They're not quite as good as they used to be.
Well, that's Canada's good. Canada kind of took over the party and stepped above all those teams that usually make it. You know, the Panama, the Costa Ricas. Honduras is still up there, but, you know, Canada's up there right now.
You know, though, let's be real. When Costa Rica went on that run, Julio, they got outshot like 11-1 every game when they held off for dear life, right? And they went under all the time. Like, it's, you can't win like that in the long haul. Right, that's the whole difference. That's the way Canada used to try to play, but Canada actually has skill now. You know, with Jonathan David, with Davies, you know, Laren wasn't even there tonight. They've got some skill, this team. Rosario, nice goal. So great stuff. And you know what, Julio, I hit it. I had under 2.5, and I took Canada plus 1.5 in a parlay with under 2.5 in Costa Rica and Honduras. So nothing but winners on the pitch tonight. Hey, what's going on in that women's league you bet on? They shut that thing down? It's all kinds of abuse? What's going on over there?
They shut it down last week. Yeah, abuse from one of the, I forget which team it was, but one of the slimier coaches of the league, big sexual assault issue. They shut the league down last week. They came back midweek, I believe on Wednesday. I'm still betting unders, but more... just taking it game by game, really. There's been a lot of goals over the last couple of weeks.
there's been goals. Julio's under party's done. So what's your what are you betting tomorrow, Julio? What are you looking at?
Over this weekend, especially like European qualifying.
Well, soccer, Germany, baseball, football, whatever. What do you got?
Yeah, let's go Dodgers for sure tomorrow night. I'm going to do first five under in the White Sox-Astros game. And nothing's posted yet, but I'll probably look at Giolito's strikeout under prop, sort of tail your thesis over the course of this week with top pitchers. This weekend, in terms of NFL betting, Bears, Lions, and I'm looking for that third team for a 10-point teaser. Lions right now, 10-point dogs against the Vikings, so I'd like to take them up to 20. Bears at 5.5, I'd like to take them up to 15. So I'm looking for that final teaser partner. In college football, take the Bills, okay. Well, there you go.
Bills plus 13.
Bills plus 13, there you go. Bears, 5.5 to 15.5. Bills.
Right, hold on. So... you're taking the Bears with the Raiders here. So you're going to go. You're taking the Bears on the road against the Raiders. You want to get that up to 15.5. All right.
Yep. I want the Riskies. Lions.
Wow. Lions.
It is risky.
Right.
See, Lions have been undefeated this year in the 10-point teaser. So let's keep that.
Oh, they are. No, the Lions. Yeah, the Lions cover. Right? Yeah. So Lions up to 20. Huh? I like your style. I'm listening to this one. Lions plus 20. All right. You need one more. I think there's a lot of prime candidates here. I think, listen, how do you feel about the Steelers plus 9? I think the Steelers will beat the Broncos. No, it's in Pittsburgh. They'll play better this week.
I've been spending some time in Denver over this week, and they're just praying that Teddy Bridgewater starts, because if Drew Lock starts, and I tell you...
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, if Drew Lock starts, I should say yes.
If Drew Lock starts, I'll definitely look at the Broncos. I'll even look at Broncos team total under. At halftime against Baltimore, it was at 16.5, and when I heard Drew Lock was coming into the rest of the game, I pounded that under team total. I mean, they didn't score the rest of the game. You're mentioning Bills. I might do that for my 10-point teaser as well.
Maybe Patriots are minus 9. Patriots are minus 9 against the Texans. I don't see them losing to Houston. Belichick's not going to lose every week. Come, they played. The Patriots will win that game. You got the Titans-Jags. It's tough to trust the Titans, even though they'll win. Hey, listen, here's another one. I think the Browns plus 12. New York Giants plus 17 is intriguing.
Browns plus 12 seems like a really good one. That's going to be a great defensive battle. I could even see Myles Garrett getting a couple of sacks. I like that. I'm going to put Browns plus 12.5 into that 10-point teaser. Lions, Bears, and the Dogs, the Browns.
Lions, Bears. All right. I'm coming up with all kinds of other three teams. 10 years. I'm looking. I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm down with that. I'm sort of like, I like your Lions at plus 20. I love the Lions plus 20. All right. That's a nice building block right there. What about the London game? Jets and Falcons. You betting that?
Oh, God. If I maybe the Jets on the money line. I mean, I could see this it's going to be big for the Mormon church, right? The BYU quarterback internationally for the Jets. Jets defense looks good. If I have to bet it, I'd take the dog in the game. But
Calvin Ridley's not playing. Ridley's not traveling for personal reasons. I don't know what that means.
Personal reasons.
I'm assuming he's not vaccinated. That's the reason.
Probably it. Yep.
Can't get into London, quarantine type thing. I guess that's the that would be my assumption. Matthias, what's your pick? Falcons and Jets. Are you really taking the Jets against your Falcons? You're taking the Jets?
100%. I'm taking the Jets without Ridley. Absolutely, Gabe. And I think actually Ridley is vaccinated, Gabe. Falcons reported before the season started that they were 100% vaccinated. So unless that's a lie,
did they?
100? You never know these days.
Yeah,
but maybe they said it just so they won't get any heat. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if he isn't vaccinated. Who knows, man? Or maybe somebody close to him died.
That's the thing. I don't want to speculate. I shouldn't be speculating. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just kind of strange, right? If the game was in America, I think he'd probably be playing, bro. Like, I get the feeling it's because there's a trip. Like, that's the... That was the first thing I thought of. Like, what, is he afraid to fly more than six? Like, I don't know, what's like the, I don't know. But whatever, like, respects his privacy, I don't know. And I shouldn't speculate, but that's, I'm just going to be, we live in that era now, Julio, so that's what I thought, right? I was like, I don't know.
Yep.
Probably some COVID thing or protocol, I don't know, who knows.
Gabe, my real expectation for this game is for Zach Wilson to have a true coming out party. I think this is a perfect game for him.
Well, he did last week.
Some work on his legs and to throw for more than 300 yards. I honestly do. He could throw 3+ touchdowns in this game.
Hey, you know what? Last week I didn't take the prop, Zach Wilson. I was going to do it. It would have been my first Zach Wilson bet. Julio was 225.5 passing yards. And Tennessee's defense is pretty bad. Yeah, they're pretty bad. I was like, you know what? He could probably get to that. And you know what, Matthias? I think you might be right here. Because let's see if they have this up yet. Because no one believes in Zach Wilson and the Jets, right? Player passing yards, here we go. So the number will be low. Here it is. So it's 243.5. 243.5. The Falcons... I want to see the Falcons' defensive sheet here. What I'm assuming they probably have given up more than that per game. But what do you like in college this week? What are they giving up per game?
They give up 264 passing a game to Falcons. So that's a good number.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Good thing.
And I think Justin Fields will throw for 2 touchdowns. If it's that plus value, I'm definitely going to add that to my card. I think Bill Lazor is going to come up with another good game plan for Justin Fields on Sunday against the Raiders.
Wasn't Justin Fields terrible last week, Julio?
Against the Lions, he wasn't that bad.
Oh, no, it was two weeks ago against the Bengals. That's right. My bad. Okay,
Matt Nagy.
I just like the 2 touchdowns, the confidence. Like, yeah. It's the Windy City Sports Report. I love it. He's got a little piece of the Bears. He's got Justin Fields, 2 touchdowns. All right, keep going, Julio. Sorry. What else you got?
I even have a piece of the Northern Illinois Huskies this weekend, Gabe.
Oh, yeah.
Plus 12.5 against Toledo.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Toledo, a down football team this year. I think Northern Illinois has surprised some teams, and I think Iowa's going to pound Penn State on Saturday. That's one of my biggest plays.
Wow, pound them. All right, hang in here. We'll get you out on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Speaking of the New York Jets and the Atlanta Falcons, a lot of bad numbers for both these teams. The New York Jets are 2-8 against the spread, their last 10 road games. Now, it's a neutral site game, but it's a road game. They're not playing at home. So they're 2-8 against the spread, their last 10 on the road. Yet the Atlanta Falcons are 1-5 against the spread, the last six times they've been listed as favorites. I think this game is probably best. Like, this is the degenerate special here. And shout out to our boy OG, who's kicking it. Our boy Walter in Los Angeles, a great dude. We've thrown it down with him in Las Vegas before. He says he loves the Jets. Matthias, you said you love the Jets. Like, that's like, man.
Pains me to say it, Gabe. It pains
it's
me
like
to
smoking
say
it, fentanyl or something. Like, I don't know. It's a risky
Falcons
thing to do.
The Falcons lost a big game last week, Gabe. But, you know, the Falcons, you can't just rebound after you blow.
They lose every week, the Falcons. They're used to it.
Last week, the way that they lost, they thought they had that game won.
No, I'm just saying they both suck.
They had the game won. They do both suck. But the Jets won, and they won a game they weren't supposed to win. And the Falcons lost a game they were supposed to win, which they felt like they won. You know, it's a big – and now they have to travel to London the week before their bye. It's do or die for the Falcons on Sunday, Gabe. If they lose or drop the 1-4 before their bye, the season's over.
Well, the season's over. Trust me, the season's over.
For us, it's over. But for the players, it's not over yet.
No, you're right. That's why, I don't think. All right, train wreck. All right, Julio, what do you got for us on the way out here? We got about a minute and a half.
All right, it's a very exotic college football card. As I mentioned, Northern Illinois plus 12.5 against Toledo. I like Texas plus 3, sorry Sooner Lisa, against Oklahoma. Give me Illinois plus 12 against Wisconsin. BYU, I think, will destroy Boise State. Like that Nevada play last week. BYU minus 5.5 against Boise State. As I mentioned, Iowa's going to pound Penn State minus 1.5. Give me Navy. Navy with a huge comfort behind win and cover against UCF last week. I like them against SMU plus 13.5. I fell in love with a girl from El Paso, and she cashed me a ticket over 3.5 last week. UTEP Miners Gaze, they might be going bowling. Minus 3 against Southern Mississippi. And give me the under 51 LSU Kentucky. And go blue. I think Michigan wins as well.
Hail to the victor. Thank you very much, Julio.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Terms and conditions apply.